A decade ago, the average age of an RV owner was 49, and over 90% were white, says Kevin Broom of the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, or RVIA, an industry body. That didn't bode well for the future, but stereotypes are being dented. Anecdotal reports suggest that ethnic minorities now make up around a sixth of all new customers, says Mr. Broom. The fastest-growing customer demographic is 35 to 44-year-olds. Another boost comes from affluent immigrants who are keen to experience long, self-planned road trips in America. Mr. Troiano's most recent big sale was to a rich Asian family. The industry hopes that its poor record with foreign sales, last year less than 1% of RVs produced domestically were shipped to foreign markets, excluding Canada, may improve too. China's government, for example, has pledged to build 2,000 campgrounds by 2020, up from an estimated 300 today, in a bid to promote domestic tourism, particularly to remote rural regions. Chinese firms such as Yutong Bus make RVs, but not of the quality that many Chinese want. The country imported 1,000 vehicles last year, over half of them American. RV manufacturers are also marketing the notion that their motorhomes can be commercial as well as leisure vehicles. They can allow travelling salesmen, businessmen and university admissions officers to save on food and hotel costs, for example, when they hit the road trying to recruit prospective new clients and students. The office, as well as home, can be wherever you park it.